In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, it is God's will that the very first moment of our existence be passed in darkness, when we come out of the well of nothingness, the moment of our conception. Our first moment is in the womb of our mother. And again, by God's will, we live in that darkness. We dwell in that darkness for 3/4 of a year until the day comes when we come out into the light and we see the outside world for the first time. And what did God want for us when we come out into that world, when we start forming perceptions of this reality that He has created? Well, He wants us to start off with poor vision. Newborn infants, they can only see about to a distance of about 6 or 10 inches. So the vision is very blurry. It's like 2600 vision. And of course, their first months are dominated by one figure, their mother. Their mother is the one that they have most contact with, it, the one that they're seeing, that they are interacting, that we were seeing and interacting with in the first months of our life. The one that always seems to be around the baby when the baby is awake, the one feeding him, the one clothing him, the one speaking to him, the one holding him, the one kissing him. It was God's design that this be our first contact in reality, bring us into this world, and that we depend wholly on our mother when we start off this life. God made it to be that way for us, and He made us to need it to be that way. But of course, God did not just create the natural order. He also created the supernatural order. And by the supernatural order, I mean that order that pertains strictly to God, in which we are able to share in by having the life of God dwell in our souls. And if God created the natural order in such a way that we depend so much upon our mother, we spend 3/4 of a year in her womb, and then the first months are spent in this intimate contact with her, should we not expect that He would design the supernatural order in a similar way? That we would also be dependent upon a mother. And this, of course, is exactly what He has done. The moment of our baptism is like a birth. It's our birth into what? It's our birth into the church, into Holy Mother Church. At that moment, Mother Church communicates life to us, the supernatural life of our souls given to us at the moment of baptism. And of course, it's that same moment that we really receive Our Lady as our mother, that God gives Our Lady to us as our mother. I would say that she is mother of all human beings to a certain degree, but especially those who are baptized, who are incorporated in Christ. So we go to our mother, the church, to receive our supernatural life, to receive the sacraments. The sacraments are communicated to us through the church, whom we call our mother. But then also, we have this great gift from God, this unfathomable gift in His providence, that just as He chose one woman on this earth to be our natural mother, to nourish us in our womb, and to bring us forth into this life, so too, He also chose a human woman, one single human being, one single creature, who would be the mother of all those living supernatural life. That is the role that He has given to the mother of God, His own mother, whom He has given to us to be our mother. God made it to be that way for us, and God made it for us to need it to be that way. That is the way the supernatural order has been established. And this is important for us to realize, my dear faithful, because of the fact that when we were little infants, we had no choice whatsoever about how things would play out and how the natural world would be. We had no determination over the natural world, how we would live our life as babies. We weren't even with it at that moment. But one major difference with the supernatural order, with our supernatural life, with our interior life, with our struggle to attain eternal life, to attain heaven, is that we are fully conscious in the choices that we make. We are physically adults, and we decide. We decide how we're going to live our Catholic life. We choose what sort of devotions we're going to have. We choose where we go to Mass. We choose how often we're going to go to confession, what sort of prayers we're going to say, what sort of readings we're going to make. We make all these choices. And so it's important for us to understand God's design of the supernatural order so that we can conform ourselves to it. We don't have a choice in conforming ourselves to the natural order. It is what it is. Despite the efforts of people today to re-engineer the natural order, they can't. They can't because it's determined already by God. Similarly, with the supernatural order, we can't re-engineer it. We can only choose to conform ourselves to it or not. And a really crucial aspect of it is that we have a mother in the supernatural order who has been given to us. And we must foster this devotion to our mother because we need her. And each one of us, each one of you, my dear faithful, believes this, lives this to a different degree. Each of you, I may say, has a different level of consciousness of your need of Our Lady to get to heaven, of your need to foster a relationship with her, to truly live as her child. And so there are some of you who pray your rosary, for instance, every single day. There are some of you who pray it occasionally, and there are some of you who don't pray it at all. Each of you makes a choice. Like, is this important for me? Is this important for my Catholic life, for me to pray my rosary each day of my life, to have this connection with Our Lady? Or is it not really that important? There's another thing that happens in our relationship with Our Lady. It's kind of like how we visualize ourselves, how we think of ourselves in relation to Our Lady. The spiritual age we kind of take on. Some of us, we kind of visualize ourselves as like teenagers in relation to our mother, Our Lady. You know, teenagers, they're able to eat on their own. You know, they're starting to make some decisions on their own, but they really need their parents to organize their life, and their decisions are often not good, so they need the advice and guidance of their parents. But they're all almost autonomous. They're almost living on their own by the time they're teenagers. And so those who think of themselves as teenagers in relation to Our Lady, they're not going to really go to her very often. They're not going to see themselves as needing her that much. And what I want to say to you, my dear faithful, is that we're a lot younger than that in regard to Our Lady, in relation to Our Lady. We're so much younger than that. In other words, we are so much more dependent in the supernatural order on Our Lady than a teenager is dependent upon his or her parents. We're more dependent even than that bleary-eyed suckling infant that's just come out of the womb. We are desperately in need of the assistance of Our Lady each day of our life. We are lost without her. If this world is lost, and you see there's so many people going to their ruin, so confused, it's because they have no relationship with Our Lady. So you are not even close to having this proper attitude of your dependence upon Our Lady if you are not able, if you do not manage, if you do not reach the daily recitation of the rosary. We all know that our Lord tells us that we have to become as little children. He doesn't say children, he says little children. We have to become as little children in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. But sometimes it's hard for us to understand exactly what does he mean by that. What does it mean to become a little child? Well, I would just say to you, we really must imitate the example of our Lord. When we as Catholics really desire to place ourselves in a state of total dependence upon Our Lady, to have this attitude that I'm really less than an infant when it comes to my need in the supernatural order, that when we place ourselves in a state of total dependence upon Our Lady, when we seek to confide in her, we pray to her, we trust in her, we love her, we certainly pray our daily rosary, that this is what it means to become as little children. And that by doing so, we are simply following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what St. Louis de Montfort points out so well in his book, The True Devotion to Mary. That when we look at the choices of God, when we see what our Lord has done, what is it that we see him doing? We see that it was God's choice himself to become this tiny infant in the womb of his mother. That God himself wanted to go through that same process that we all went through. All of us who are here, where he started off his earthly existence in the darkness of the womb of Our Lady, where he was totally dependent upon her. And then when he came out into the light, the first thing that he saw in his own creation was his mother. And that she was the one who was always around him in his infancy. This is what our Lord wanted for himself. This is what our Lord lived. And we imitate him by doing the same thing, by living in this state of dependence upon Our Lady, by placing ourselves in her presence, by living close to her. We must not be like the Protestants. They, as it were, want to be like IVF babies, where they're conceived in a lab and outside of the womb, and want to go to an incubator where they're gestated and brought forth to eternal life, while stepping aside, going around Holy Mother Church, going around the Most Blessed Mother whom God has given to them to be their mother. They don't want these mothers. They don't want to have a mother in the supernatural order. They say, it's just me and Jesus. It's just me and God. I don't want the church. I don't want the Blessed Virgin. We Catholics, we must not be like that. We must be the opposite. I want to have a mother. I want to love this mother. I want to live, as I say, in a state of total dependence upon this mother. We must not be like that paralytic of today's gospel, the cripple who's just like, he can't move in the natural order. He can't move himself. There's no way for him to get to our Lord. And so he needs his friends. He needs his friends to pick him up and take him to the roof and like lower him in the presence of our Lord. Sometimes we can be lukewarm. We can be lukewarm in our Catholic life, where we just reach a rut, where we're not praying our rosary every day. We're not thinking, oh, this is, I don't need this. I'm okay. I'm on top of my Catholic life. I'm on top of my Catholic game. My soul's secure or what have you. And so we don't take the time to nourish our own soul. We don't take the time to foster this relationship with Our Lady. And when we're in that state of lukewarmness, it's almost like it takes something really substantial for us to break out of it. It's almost like our friend, something from the outside has to hit us to move us towards Our Lady. to where we're actually praying to her as we ought. No, my dear faithful, this is our privilege as Catholics to acknowledge that we are given this mother by God, this great mother, this beautiful mother, and then to have this great desire to love her and to truly live as our children, to live in a constant state of dependence, and especially, as I say, to each day get down on our knees and pray the Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.